The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is a God of patents. Whatever he does is with his patents. And whatever he tells man to do has patents it must follow. There are patterns that govern every area of life. The only time we enter into confusion and frustration as believers is when we forsake the patterns of God and choose other patterns. A pattern is a model for imitation. It is a blueprint to follow to arrive at an expected destination. The world has patterns by which they live. The church of Jesus Christ has patterns of God. So if you want to have a successful marriage according to God, then you must do it according to his patterns. The ways of men are evident, but the patterns of God must be revealed. Life must be lived according to God's patterns.
Now, your word in season.
So the essence of my praise is centered on your grace. Adum, adum, adum. So the essence, oh, so the essence of my praise is centered on your grace. Jesus said, adum, adum, adum. If you believe it, lift up your two hands. Let's sing it. Adumo nyame, adumo, adum, adumun tina me tiasi, ey, ey, adum tina me wo, ey. So the essence of my praise, oh, is centered on your grace. Jesus, ey, adum, ey, adum. Adumo, adumo, nyame, Jesus, adumo, adum, adum, tina me tiasi, ey, adum, tina me, ey, so the essence, ey, is centered on your grace, Jesus, ey, adum, adum, so the essence of my praise,
so the essence of my praise,
Jesus, ey, it's centered on your grace. Oh, oh, Adum, Adum. So the essence of my praise, so the essence of my praise, it's centered on your grace. Hey, 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 Adum, hey,
Adum.
See the way you love me. See the way you care for me. Carry my matter for your head, oh. Like a little baby, you watch over me, you know they carry me, they play, loves you. See the way he cares for you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like a little baby, like a little baby. You watch over me. You know they carry me, they play. Open us some more.
Open us some more. In the mail, open us some.
Open us some more.
Open us some more. In the mail, open us some.
That holds my life. Hey, you are the pillar that holds my life. Hey, Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds. my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds
my life.
You are the pillar that holds my life. You are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, sing it for the last time with conviction. You are the pillar that holds
my life.
You are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds. For the last time with conviction, you are the pillar that holds my life. You are the pillar that holds
my life.
Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. We love you, Jesus. Our hands are lifted to you, Lord. Oh, not in pretense, or just to satisfy our religious cravings, but sincerity of love. We are here to worship you. We lift up holy hands and say thank you. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for eternal life. Thank you for the gift of the Spirit. And thank you for gathering us in your presence this morning to bless us. As your word comes forth, let your word penetrate. Let it even divide asunder soul and spirit, bones and marrows. Let it judge the intents of our hearts. Let it penetrate and find a resting place, that it will fall on good ground and bear fruit even 100-fold. Bless us this morning. Thank you, Father. We give you all our worship, even in Jesus' mighty name. Let all who believe shout a living amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Just quickly, let's enter the word of God. Today, I'm going to start ministering on living your life according to God's pattern. Living your life according to God's pattern. Living your life according to God's pattern. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is a God of patterns. God, whatever he does is with his patterns. And whatever he tells man to do has patterns it must follow. So you cannot just live your life as if it's your own and according to the patterns which are not of God. So Paul the Apostle, talking to the Romans, Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Let's read it. He says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2. And be not conformed to this world. That means don't live according to the world's patterns. Can you give it to us in NIV? Good. NIV. He says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. So you see, the world has patterns by which they live. When it comes to marriage, the world has their patterns. The church of Jesus Christ has patterns of God that governs marriage. So if you want to have a successful marriage according to God, then you must do it according to his patterns. There are patterns that govern every area of life. The only time we enter into confusion and frustration as believers is when we forsake the patterns of God and choose other patterns. There's a pattern to sow kaba. You cannot use the pattern to sow, suit, to sow kaba. The pattern for kaba is kaba patterns. He says, do you want to see transformation in your life every time? Check the patterns you are living by. Do not be conformed any longer to the pattern of this world. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then he says something. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. His good, pleasing, and perfect will. That's patterns. Solomon, the man of God. You know, Solomon is a very wonderful person. When we meet, I would like to ask him a few questions. One thing I'd like to find out was how he was managing the women. Because there were too many. I mean, 1,000. That were official. That, the 1,000 is the official number. The documented. My God. So Solomon understands and said something. Proverbs 14, verse 12. Proverbs 14, 12. He says, there is a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end, it leads to death. So you see, here he's saying, hey, it's not everything that man is living according to that brings life. So be careful as a child of God. You don't just live your life anyhow. There are patterns to live by. There are patterns. There are patterns to live by. You want to live a fruitful life on this earth where when you are living, you will not be looking back and crying songs of regret. Say, had I known? Had I known? Had I known? Some people, when they are languishing on their deathbed, that is when they wish they had life again. And it's gone. I pray. He says, there is a way that seems right to a man, but the ends, it leads to what? Death. All of you are men. And we all live on earth. So you see, when it comes to the patterns of men, you don't even need a lot of education on that. Because it is rightly before you. Like the scripture says, he says, the works of the flesh, they are manifest. Everybody knows it. You don't need a school of theology to tell you that fornication is a man's thing. People of God, oh, what I'm saying. So the ways of men are evident, but the patterns of God must be revealed. And that is why we have the Holy Scriptures. And it's important as a child of God, you pay attention to the Holy Scriptures. I'm your pastor. Make sure you believe what I say. Do what I say. But the day you see me not living according to patterns, don't do what I do. That's what Jesus was telling his followers. He said, have you seen these Pharisees? They sit on the seat of Moses. That means they have authority. So Jesus was telling his disciples, he says, the Pharisees, they sit on the seat of Moses. That is a seat of authority. So, what they tell you to do, because they are quoting from the law of Moses, do it. But their act, don't copy. Because they will say one thing and go and do another thing. That is why sometimes when the people of God are not following Jesus and following the scriptures, sometimes when a man makes a mistake, they think they must also make a mistake. No. As much as God has set his men for us to follow, listen carefully. Men are not the standard. Jesus is the standard. That's why Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. So the day a man is not following Christ in a way, we don't copy what he's doing. We continue to follow Christ. Does it make sense? Because no man died for you. Did I die for you? I didn't die for you. So it doesn't matter how important I am. The moment I start walking away from the patterns of God, that's why it is very sad. So many people, the man has missed it and he doesn't want to admit. He's missed it. And he says, when you say it, touch not my anointed. Anointed will touch you. Stop that thing you are doing. Anointed, that thing you are doing, stop. How can you say, you are an example we are following. You are messing things up. You are making our lives complicated. You say we shouldn't question it. Anointed, stop. We won't touch you by criticizing you, but we'll say, please stop for us. What do you think? Amazingly, the moment they start missing it, they find scriptures to justify themselves. I saw a man defending polygamy with the scripture. I said, powerful. Hey, Bema. I said, when God created Adam and Eve, how many women were in the garden? That is the pattern. Don't come and now spoil everything. He said, but Abraham married two. Was Abraham the standard? God gave us a pattern. I tell you, men who don't like patterns are full of arguments. They will raise an argument right now. Let's get back to the book of beginnings. When he first made man and woman, how many women were there? That you are now coming to tell us that polygamy is endorsed by the scripture. Anyway, I don't want to raise any argument. That's not our subject. But then, patterns. The point I was trying to make was that follow Christ and his word. And when a man is leading you in Christ's ways, that is when we follow. The man switches. Do you know thousands of people have been killed because they were following a man? Jim Jones. He carried thousands of people to South America. By the time he realized he was giving them communion, he poisoned the communion. He killed everybody and killed himself. There are places in Kenya and those eastern and southern part. Many films that are coming up, a man can tell them, eat grass. Eat grass because you are the sheep of God. Jimmy Akwa, eat grass. I'm serious. Not following pattern, nothing. And people cannot discern. This is not according to pattern. Go, and the people go out to, as like they're under power. And they go, look at it. In the name of that, the man of God said, we are sheep of God. So we must eat grass. Oh my God. You will be surprised how a man of God can use the scripture that says that those that serve the altar must partake of the altar first. So they will use that scripture to be sleeping with girls in the church. He said, man of God is entitled to the girls. You see, people don't fear God. So when you see it is not according to pattern, check yourself. Life must be lived according to God's patterns. You quote you Timothy and says that Paul told Timothy that because of your stomach ulcer, take a little wine. Do you have ulcer? Do you have ulcer? No, let's face it. Do you have ulcer? Now he has made beer and wine every Sunday after church. After one wine bottle full, 53% alcoholic. He said we should take a little wine. Do you have ulcer? That's my question. Patterns. Living according to God. Now, what are patterns? When we say patterns, a pattern is a model for imitation. A pattern is a model for imitation. It is a blueprint to follow to arrive at an expected destination. It is a blueprint to follow to arrive at an expected destination. A pattern. A model for imitation. So God provides us a model to live by. You can't say, I want to do what I like. No. If you belong to someone, then the creator, had patterns lined out for us. Model. For us to imitate our lives after. It's a blueprint that would carefully guide us, right? To arrive at where? An expected destination. So please take note. Patterns make life easy. Patterns make life easy. For that matter, God's patterns, they make life easy. They make life easy. Why does patterns make life easy? Because patterns produce direction. Patterns, they produce what? Direction. So you can never say, I have the pattern to this, and things are difficult. Once you have the pattern for the thing, direction is produced for you. For example, you are a family. Jesus said something that gives a pattern. He says, a house divided against itself shall not stand. That means division will make the candle of every family go out. Unity will make the candle shine brighter. So what's the pattern for strength? Unity. Is there? Let's read what the psalmist said in the book of Psalm, chapter 16, verse 11. You know, There's the pattern. I don't know why I like talking about marriage like that, but I hope you are fine. You are okay. Yes. There's a pattern for a successful marriage. You ignore that pattern and you choose the pattern of the world, the marriage will spoil. The pattern of marriage according to God is husband, love your wife. What is love? Love has no oosh in it. Oosh, do you know oosh? Look, check the definition of love. 1 Corinthians 13, love is kind. So husband, the word you spoke to your wife, is it kind? You see, you are throwing away the pattern. This thing that you open your mouth and insult your wife, is it kind? Husband, love your wife. Love. It's pattern. If you want to enjoy the marriage, don't throw away the plan. It's like you want to build. Your man, architect, a draw plan. What's it mean? Hey, Mason, for we say, fasha. Now, Mason, so I just say, we're betting it. He says, love. What is love? Love is not self-seeking. So, husband, this thing you are doing that you only want your way, is that love? Pattern or who? So now you wonder why the marriage is in storms. Shouldn't be. Husbands, I hope you are listening to the message. Yeah. If I look at my wife and I insult her, you see, I have demonstrated that I'm not building according to pattern. That house will have a problem. I must never insult my wife. Because that's not love. Love is patient. So when even your wife is wrong, who should have the patience in marriage? Husband, love. It's pattern. It's hard, isn't it? It's hard. Husbands, sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's hard. Yes, there is a way that seemeth right. And normally, all the ways that seem right, they are broad ways. Broad is the way that leads to destruction. The easy ways will always lead to destruction. Do you know it is difficult to hold yourself and not insult than to say, "Was shaba." It is difficult holding yourself. The thing is boiling you up. You are boiling. You are boiling. Maybe she's talking. Patience is a husband's thing, not a wife's thing. Hey, the husbands, you are not clapping. Please clap. Now I'm talking to husbands. Yeah. No, I'm talking about patterns. One thing I enjoy doing is when my wife say, "Can you do this for me? It is now time to prove my love." Because you can easily get irritated. You can easily get irritated. So, in my estimation, do you know why marriages don't work? It's the husbands. You can say I'm biased, whatever. In my estimation, as a man, because there are more annoying things that come from wives. And if the man can't contain it, the marriage won't work. I'm saying the truth. Sometimes they are right, sometimes they are not right. But then, what is the pattern? What is the pattern? Love. How do you fight somebody you love? You know, I can't think it. Because I have studied that love has no feelings. Love, feeling, whoa. I'm telling you, love has no feelings. If you play with feelings, your feelings will always be hurt. Love doesn't have feelings. Love is a principle, like gravity. If you break it, you come down. If you keep it, you stay. Love. It's a principle. It's not about feeling. It's a principle. A principle. Look at another pattern. Please, husbands, when we go home, let's read 1 Corinthians 13. Get the understanding of what love is. You will never confuse love with I don't feel good. What you are saying, you have really... The Bible says, love is what? Love is not easily angered. When you live according to God's patterns, it will be difficult to fight at home as husband and wife. Okay, my husband has done something. I don't like it. He says, so now would I choose pattern or I'll ignore pattern? The pattern says, wives, submit. That's the pattern. The pattern is not, you cannot be angry. But the pattern says, submit. So I'm angry, but the pattern says, submit. So what do? I can discuss my matter, but I must be conscious I'm talking to a king. Submit. So I look at my husband, and the way I address him, the case is an issue, but I come with submission. My dear, I want to talk to you about something. Do you know the moment you go with submission, I turn it so. But when you go with a hard front, assembly, no, I started baby in him. That's what baby, I can't be true. See, that why you're careful, Kakrebia. Because he too has ignored the pattern. People of God, when you ignore patterns, frustrations abound. Patterns. When you go to work in your business, there are patterns of God. You can't go to work and playing with your work and you expect the work to prosper. Seest thou a man diligent in his business? So for me, if people are playing with your work, we sack them. Yes. Because your work is listen to me. What you are worth is measured by your work. So if you play with your work, you are playing with your worth. You don't joke with your work. Not at all. So patterns. I said we're reading Psalm 16 verse 11. Let's read it, please. Psalm 16 verse 11. Thou will show me the path of life. That's pattern. You will show me the path of life. Thou will show me the path of life. The path. There's a path of life. So if there's a path of life, there's a path of death. It says, in thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. So, dear wonderful people of God, your choices, they are not in anybody's hand. They are in your hands. He says, this day I set before thee life and death, blessings and curses. He says, choose life. Choose life. So choose to live according to God's pattern. So every area of your life, in living, you see, life is practical. Ask yourself, by what patterns am I living? By who? By what patterns? By whose patterns am I living? Am I living according to the patterns of this world? Or am I living according to God's patterns? In every, don't leave any area out. Because one thing I've realized in life is that if you don't have all-round success, you can have success in one area, then one area you are so frustrated. So it's almost like this one is canceling this one. Has it happened to you? Or you don't get what I'm trying to say. Your life must be balanced. He says that the God of peace will sanctify you wholly, spirit, soul, and body. Holy. Not some are nice, some are not nice. When I come to your home, what language do I hear there? Is it the language of love? Nobody starts a real good building without patterns. No pilot flies in the skies without patterns. He will get lost. There's a flight plan. So for me, I think that whatever you would embark on in life, make sure you have gotten God's patterns about it. And if you are in it already, keep searching and finding out the patterns of God so that you don't get frustrated. Yeah. There's God's pattern for management. What you mismanage, you lose. That is why the first assignment God gave man was management. Management. Anything that is not working, they say it is gross mismanagement. Mismanagement. Whatever you don't manage well, you lose. So management is God's pattern for keeping things alive. Management. Management. If you mismanage your marriage, you lose it. If you mismanage your money, you lose it. If you mismanage your property, you lose it. Am I communicating? You mismanage your company, you lose it. You mismanage friendships, you lose it. You lose them. Management. You mismanage your room. Now, I just want to show you just two important things, then we'll round up for today. The scripture admonishes us how that the people in the Bible lived lives that have become patterns for us to follow because they lived according to God's patterns. So he says something. Hebrews 6, 12. We read down till verse number 15. He says, that ye be not slothful, but followers. Pattern after them. Followers of them who through faith and patience inherit what? The promises. So he says, if you are dealing with God and you want to inherit God's promises, there are those that have already lived according to his patterns, and their lifestyles have created a pattern for you to follow. So follow them. Don't be lazy. Follow them. Follow them. So for example, if you are a wife, you are supposed to follow Sarah. The Bible says he called his husband Lord. Sarah called his husband Lord. Darling girl, do you understand Lord? Look, Lord means what?
Mirror.
Thank you. So that means that if you are a daughter of Sarah and you are supposed to be following Sarah, what should you call your husband sometimes?
Mirror.
Mirror. My Lord, how do you insult your Lord? Ah, how do you talk rough to your Lord? Your Lord, do you know Lord? Lord, the word Lord is kurios in Greek. It means owner, supreme owner. Who owner? I was saying, utibinu ukunukra edifin. Ah, owner, owner. Owner one. You see, life can be very beautiful if you choose patterns. If you choose patterns. When you ignore patterns, he said, be ye followers of them. Be ye followers. He says, look at how Abraham was so patient with God. And look at how when it got to a time where he chose to ignore what it brought him. Follow. So when you follow, he says, hey, aha, I'm not there. We far out to him, no akwede wafa because of far no jinai. Charlie, your life, and nobody will leave it for you. And this is how you live a successful life. Now he says, verse 13, look at Abraham. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swear by himself. The next verse, then he says, saying, surely blessing, I will bless thee, and multiplying, I will multiply thee. Verse 15. So, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. So, there is a pattern to obtaining God's promises. He says faith and patience. faith and patience. Follow those who through faith and patience. So if you are believing God for anything and it has not manifested yet, there's a pattern. Don't say, why me? Well, don't be asking those questions. Don't be asking those questions. If you want to wear Kaba, you must go by Kaba patterns. Is somebody listening at all? So who is the cause of confusion in our lives? Ourselves. By our own choices. Do you know some believers don't accept the fact that in the patterns of God, when you lie, you complicate yourself. Strong throw and throw. Share minianum and throw like and throw bia. Uchan throw have a kushian wazi. Uchan wazi. Ube shian wabat. Ebi awun shian this year. Ube shian the next 2 years. Now who shian and who's wabo? Hey, the way lies can catch up with you. Lies have very tall legs. Lies. Very tall legs. They can run and catch you. That's why he says, Satan is the father of all lies. So where there are lies, Satan is closer. And you want your life to be correct, but the fact is that but I'll be drawn a bo and throw a bo. All right. And throw a bo. Hey, what do you need, Delia? Are you serious? And throw a bo. That's why when you enter the court, the first thing they ask you, do you plead guilty or not guilty? You say not guilty. When you say not guilty, now prove why you say you are not guilty. And hona, and some kasa bebrebe, no. But the moment you say, I plead guilty. My Lord, please temper justice with mercy. And why judge it? Go. The case is cancelled. Yeah. A judge has that authority to cancel a case. But when you go and say, guilty or not guilty, then he looks at the lineup of lawyers you have brought there. Not guilty. He says, okay, where are your evidences? Prove why you are not guilty. Then you start to talk. That is where you see lies fabricated. And that one, if you are not careful, when they catch you that you are guilty, the sentence. I tell you, please. Oh, but even Abraham lied. Hey, Bema, let me tell you something. Be ye followers of them who didn't say follow their foolishness. We don't want to admit that some of the things they did were not correct. So be followers of them who through faith and patience. You will follow Samson's girl, the way Samson like girls. Oh. Be followers of them who through faith and patience. David killed Goliath, but he also went to take Uriah's wife. So you will follow that one too. You better follow killing Goliath. Don't follow that one. I think somebody doesn't like the message I'm preaching. So, dig deep into the scriptures, search it to get a hold of those who through faith and patience obtain the promises of God. He says, uncover the patterns they lived by. Live by that. I know you will come and tell me that tithing is not in the New Testament. In the church, nobody tithe. Yes. But he said, I should be followers of them who through faith and patience obtain the promise. And I am a follower of Abraham. And Abraham gave a tithe to Melchizedek. I will pay tithe till Jesus come. That is my personal discovery from God's patterns. I don't know if you are. Until you become a man and woman of conviction, one day somebody will deceive you. Have conviction, a personal conviction of the truth that nobody can take away from you. And yes, I could be better to convince you, say, unu unu ya die, fine, pa. Don't name the ghost words as we so. I say, the ultimate pattern we are to follow as children of God Hebrews chapter 12, from verse number 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Catch you, busy. Any a hair does, any a hair. Compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Paul o hell, Abraham o hell, Deborah hell, Moses hell, Habakkuk hell, Timothy hell. Judas, you're a coward. Hey, any hell? So great a cloud of witnesses. He says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. So every one of us is running a race. He says, the race that is set before us, we are supposed to be running the race with patience. Then he speaks to us who we should be patterning after in running this race. Verse 2, he says, looking unto Jesus. Looking unto Jesus. So Jesus is the ultimate pattern for the child of God. Jesus is the ultimate pattern for the child of God, the model for imitation. Looking. Don't look, not looking at you are staring and you just remove your eyes. Look at how he lived his life and pattern after it. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So he now shows you, do you want to enjoy what God has set before you? The path has many challenges, but look at how Jesus conquered his challenges. He had his eyes on the throne. For the joy that was set before him. So he chose to endure the cross, which was shameful. He said, despising the shame. Many of us want to get to God's promised land, but we don't want to endure anything. Sometimes you may go through some shameful stuff, but there is a promise ahead of you. People of God. Today, I bring my case to a close. Today is Father's Day. We shouldn't talk much. Yes, fathers are supposed to talk. Amen. How are you becoming like Jesus? If he is the one we are to look onto. I like a certain word. I know that somebody will say it is those who are children in the Lord that should ask that question. But I think it's important. He says, when you are doing something, ask yourself, would Jesus do this? Would Jesus do this? But I think that we are supposed to be maturing so much that we don't ask, would Jesus do this? Because if you are a matured human being, you are grown. Huh? When you get up, you say, would human beings walk? When I move my leg, would I walk? Now it's inbuilt. You get up and you are walking because it's in your subconscious. So the life of Christ is supposed to so dominate us that we do not now ask, would Jesus do this? We act it out. But then, if we don't love patterns, then there will be problems. I pray this week, every area that there is maybe some complications, get into patterns and see. Am I doing things according to patterns, or I am applying different patterns? If you are applying different patterns, then obviously you get different results. They said that the definition of madness is doing the same thing and expecting a different result. That's the definition of madness. You are doing the same thing, but you're expecting a different result. It is lunatics who do the same thing and expecting a different result. May you build your life according to God's patterns. Today I've started the subject. Next week we'll continue. But go and assess your life. This area, is it according to patterns? This area, is it according to patterns? For example, if you have children, you say, spare the rod, spoil the child. It's a pattern. It's a nice pattern. They fool, whip them. I know there's a teacher who they say, when the children are fully in the school, he says, ah, stick them, stick them. Stick them, inshallah. Cane them, stick them. Spare the rod. Spare the rod. In the family, there's a way to raise the children. Train up the child in the way that he should go, so that when he grows, he shall not depart from it. What training are you giving the children? And the first training you give children is what they see you do. Not what you tell them. What they see you do. What the child sees you doing. You say, oh, and the child is he's a little child, or he's a little child. What I do, he doesn't know it. He doesn't know it. It stores up in the subconscious. You are insulting the child's mother. You are insulting the child's father. You think it's not storing up. It's storing up. You are teaching the child by your actions. Every day, mommy and daddy, you are fighting. When you are fighting and the child is crying, you think that the child is not picking it. He said, there's something wrong in this house. Patterns. 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 By the time we are shaking hands in the next 5 years, because you have lived by patterns, we will see you have progressed. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lift up your right hand with me and say, I am a child of God. I live according to his word, and therefore I build my life. I live my life according to God's patterns in the name of the Lord Jesus. I will not conform to the patterns of this world. I submit to the patterns of God, and therefore my life is beautiful in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you for listening to today's message. If you want to give your heart to Christ, just say this short confession after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I believe you died, and on the third day, you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess with my mouth that Jesus, you are Lord. You are the Lord of my life. Even from this day forth, precious Spirit of God, help me to live for the Lord all the days of my life. God bless you. If you said that confession, you are a child of God. Make sure you are planted in a church that will raise you in the Word of God, so that you become a tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you have been refreshed by the Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Facebook, Telegram, YouTube, Podcast, or Podcast Addict, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd's Stream Church. You may also call our helpline for the messages and the books of Pastor Christian, and for pure pastoral counsel and any other inquiry on 0540-953-017, 0540-953-017. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, Edum, right opposite the GRA building, behind the Ajaba building. My Pastor Christian also comes your way with Shepherd's Stream prayer session this and every Friday at 6:30 p.m. at the church premise at Edum. You can also join in the prayer session via Facebook Live at My Pastor Christian. Come, pray, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.